there's Gasparring, we see a moment that not only reveals the healing power of Jesus, but also teaches us profound lessons about faith, about compassion, and about the transformative nature of God's grace. The passage begins with Jesus traveling through the region of Decapolis. Some people bring a man who is deaf and has a speech impediment, begging Jesus to heal him. We are struck by the compassion of these people. They care deeply for this man, so much so that they bring him to Jesus themselves. This is an important lesson for us as believers. Do we bring those we know, those who may be suffering spiritually, emotionally, or physically, before Jesus? We must be instruments of God's mercy by actively bringing others to Him in prayer and in our actions. As the story unfolds, Jesus takes the man aside, away from the crowd. This is significant because it shows us the personal care Jesus has for each of us. Even though the crowd seeks miracles, Jesus' ministry is not about spectacle, but about personal transformation. He knows each of us intimately and our pain, and He draws us aside to meet us where we are. In this intimate moment, Jesus touches the man, putting His fingers in the man's ears and touching his tongue. These physical gestures are outward signs of the inward grace that Jesus is bestowing on us. When He said this word, "Ephphatha," which means be open, with this single word, "Ephphatha," meaning be open, the man's ears are opened and his speech is restored. Jesus does not need a long prayer like we do. His word alone is enough to heal and restore. This is a profound reminder of the power of God's word in our lives. When Jesus speaks, things change. When He speaks, lives are transformed. But this healing goes beyond the physical. There is a spiritual significance here as well. The deafness and the muteness can represent our spiritual state. How often are we deaf to God's voice? How often are we unable or unwilling to speak of His love? The healing of this man is symbolic of the healing Jesus desires to bring to our spiritual lives. He wants to open our ears to hear His voice clearly and loosen our tongues to proclaim His glory. This gospel reading today is about a call to be open. Jesus' command, be opened. It is a call to each of us. We are called to be open to God's word, open to His will, and open to the movement of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Sometimes we close our ears to God's commandments when they are difficult to follow. We close our hearts to the needs of others because of our indifference sometimes. We close our minds to new ways that God may be calling us to serve and grow. Today, Jesus is calling us to allow His grace to break down the barriers in our lives. The story of the healing of the deaf and the mute man is a powerful reminder of who Jesus is, the one who makes the deaf hear, the mute speak, and who opens hearts to receive his love. Today, as we reflect on this passage, let us ask ourselves, are we open to God's voice in our lives? Are we bringing others to Jesus, interceding for them as the crowd did? Let us pray for the grace to have our ears opened to hear God more clearly and our tongues loosened to proclaim his love. And may we, like the people in the gospel, say with a conviction and joy, he has done all things well.